No, it's fine, I promise. I mean, it is what it is. It just makes more sense for her to stay the night here than you guys having to try to keep her from throwing up all over some poor Uber driver and then having to drag her inside again. Look, I'll just let her crash on my bed for tonight. I'll take the couch. Let her sober up in the morning. Get her a nice big breakfast for her hangover before I send her home. It's no trouble, I swear. Yeah, I'll make sure she texts you as soon as she wakes up. Okay. All right, bye. All right, you poor girl. Let's get your drunk little ass to bed. Can you stand? Oh, I'll take that as a no. Well, I guess I'll have to carry you there. Come on. There we go. And here we have your final destination, miss. Down on the bed you go. Look at you. You're so wasted. You're almost passed out already. Poor baby girl. That pretty little head of yours must be spinning. Hey, I know I said earlier that I was gonna go sleep on the couch, but I mean that thing's not even a fold out, and it kills my back to sleep on it. So, how about we share the bed? It's definitely big enough. I just want to get a good night's sleep, that's all. You being almost too drunk to answer is actually quite adorable. I'll just take that mumbling as a yes. Tell you what, scooch over. Let me lift your head up a bit. That's it. Rest your pretty little head on my lap. Let me see if I can help stop the spinning a bit. I'll just run my fingers through your hair like this. Help you focus on something. To admit, though, I am glad you came tonight. I mean, I've only met a couple of your friends, but your friend talks about you a lot at work. You seem nice, is all. I was hoping she would bring you along tonight. I was kind of hoping that I could get to know you a little better. This wasn't exactly what I had in mind, though. Me talking to you while you're barely even conscious. Oh well. Let's get some of these clothes off of you. Oh, hush, baby girl. I'm just making sure you're comfortable. Those tights look like the opposite of comfy, baby. Just let me help you. There we go. And the dress. There. I'm no expert, but that bra looks like it's gonna be painful to sleep in. Let's take it off. Baby girl, you lost your right to make judgment calls a few drinks ago, don't you think? Don't worry. Just let me be in charge, and I will take care of you. There we go. That is a breathtaking sight. And you finally seem to be out cold. Well, I hope I'm not making you uncomfortable. I mean, if you're still conscious enough to hear me. Hey, I'll get undressed too, to be fair. Just down to my underwear, like you. There. You are beautiful. Like a sleeping drunk princess. Let me get real close and hold you. You don't mind, do you? Of course you don't. Your skin is so soft against my fingertips. You're almost limp body. It's so warm against mine. And, oh, your breasts feel amazing. I guess I can tell you now. I have to admit, I lied earlier. This was actually exactly what I had in mind. Your friend has been talking so much about you. Showing me pictures of your nights out. Talking about how much you both enjoy teasing men at the bars. Leading them on and handing out fake phone numbers. I just couldn't risk it with a feisty one like you, princess. I wanted you to stay here tonight. Oh, fuck. I've been so eager to get to feel this sweet, sweet pussy of yours. You have no idea. I've wanted to push my fingers inside you like this for so long. Oh, oh God, princess. Enjoy this so much. I'm just gonna keep rubbing your pussy. Mm-hmm. And What's your clip? Let's see if we can get you a little wetter for me. Earlier tonight, you were flirting a little with me, I know. But then again, I was the one providing you with your drinks all night. Of course, you were gonna be nice to me. Oh, you were so nice. So nice, in fact, that you didn't even consider I might have slipped a little something in one of your drinks. You really should be more careful, princess. You actually didn't even drink that much. I just told you that you did when you were suggestible enough to believe me. When your friends wondered how you got so drunk so fast, I just told them I'd seen you taking shots in the kitchen. They just laughed, shook their heads. It's not easy telling the difference between the effects of a tequila race and the drugs I gave you. Now, you won't remember any of this, baby girl. This is just for me. But I really hope that everything I do to you is going to be in that little drug-induced dream you'll be having tonight. I'm gonna take my time. And you are going to take everything I want you to. You're gonna be my good girl tonight. My very own limp little toy. I have to admit, the alcohol has had some effect on me. I wanna be much harder for you than this, princess. If you've been conscious now, I would tell you to open your mouth wide like the good slut I suspect you are. But this ring gag will have to do the job for me. I'm just gonna put this on you. There. And I'm gonna leave you on your back like this and just lean your head down from the side of the bed. I want to just push my cock inside your mouth. Myself grow inside that tight throat of yours. Oh, feel myself grow with every thrust. Make me nice and hard for you. that's better. I'm just gonna wipe myself off on your pretty face. Goddamn. You look even prettier with your mouth open like this. Like you're a living, breathing doll for me to use however I please. I think I'll leave the ring gag on. Now, I have something for you here. Just to make sure that you're nice and tight for me. Like a good little toy should be. Let's get this plug inside you. I'm just gonna press it against your little hole. Massaging my way inside your ass with this plug. Ease it in gently for you. I mean, I don't want to hurt you too much. Yeah, all the way in. That's a good girl. Is my princess ready? Oh, of course you are. This cock has been waiting for you. Waiting for this tight, wet cunt. Waiting to slowly pump my thick cock inside you. Waiting to fill your pussy with all of me. Waiting to thrust my entire length inside you. Oh, you're such a good girl for me. Such a good, helpless little girl. A good little girl who's gonna take all of my cum. Oh, that's it, princess. Be a good toy for me. Dreaming about this right now, baby. Oh, yeah. Are you gonna take all my cum in your dream? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, you are dreaming, aren't you? Oh, you're gonna take all my cum? Yeah. Oh, you're gonna like it, bitch. You're gonna fucking like it. Oh, you fucking slut. Oh, you fucking whore. Oh, yeah. Oh. Oh, fuck. Oh, are you gonna take my load? Yeah. Yeah, you're gonna take my load with your limp little body. Yeah, you're a limp little slut, aren't you? Oh, fucking take it. Fucking take it. Oh, you're a fucking bitch. Oh, you're a whore, and you don't even know it. You don't even know what's happening. Oh, I think I should slap you while I come. I think I should slap your cute fucking face while I use you. Oh, yeah, take it. Take my fucking hot load, you bitch. Oh, fucking coming. I'm fucking coming. Yeah, do it. Take it. Take it. Take it. Yeah, yeah. Oh, dream about this. Dream about it, bitch. I'm coming. Coming. Fuck. Fuck. Oh my god. Yeah. Oh, that's it, whore. That's it, you fucking whore. Oh, do you feel that? Do you feel that? Do you feel that warm handprint? Oh, it's so pretty. Oh, it's so fucking pretty. Shit. Oh, damn. That was worth the fucking work you made me do, baby girl. Let me just snuggle up behind you now. Take the gag off. There. That was fucking amazing. But finishing off with falling asleep with you in my arms, that's probably the best part. So, I have another confession. I have a little bit of a crush on you, princess. You're gonna be so confused in the morning. And I'm gonna tell you all about that sweet love we made. I'm gonna convince you that you fell head over heels for my charm and moved by me taking care of you like such a gentleman. That you woke up in the middle of the night, found me on the couch, and seduced me. I'm gonna convince you and your friends that you were only faking how drunk you were so that I'd let you stay the night. Oh, so desperate to spend the night with me. Almost like a little sociopath. But I don't mind. I'm flattered. Tomorrow, you'll wake up with the sweetest, most charming man you've ever met, my love. I'm gonna make you breakfast. We can watch an old movie and just snuggle all day long. And you can stay here for as long as you like. I insist. It's going to be wonderful. Sweet dreams, baby girl.